Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell man. Me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rick. On. Stop it. Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dave Archer's on the way. Analyst for Atlanta Falcons coming up in about 15 minutes. Stay right there. But look who's in studio. The Water Boys are back.
Hey, yeah. Man. Yeah.
What's up, guys?
Trey, be rich. Follow do? Our guys, the Water Boys. Fellas, last time we had you, the response was incredible. I told you guys, you know, our listeners, I said, they're going to be a part of our show. We're going to bring you more and more of these guys because we love them. Man, it felt good to get a win on Sunday. I'll tell you that. First and foremost, it felt good to get
man,
a win.
Yeah, yes, it did.
I got to tell the audience this. So after the game against Carolina, I get a text message from these two. What was that? And I'm like, Mike, we don't have any words for what happened at Carolina. And so we went back and forth, and we were all frustrated using words we can't use on the radio.
Yes.
But, man, we bounced back. Let's start with a little something, man. Come on, Trey. Give me something. You got something for us?
Yeah, man. It's a bye week for our Falcons, so the city's heart is free. It's so much better being 2-2. Then a disgusting 1-3.
Yes.
We took a beat down from the Panthers,
yes.
But we bounced back like some honorable men, served the Commanders like a wine rose, and gave an L to that boy Dan Quinn. Bijan doing Bijan things. Zoom, zoom, zoom. That man's a Ferrari.
Yeah.
And did you see Kyle Pitts out there balling? Had me watching like, okay, Kyle, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But these hometown haters, they still hate the Falcons. Talking about who cares? The Falcons are going to flop. So I'm going to say this behalf on the real Atlanta. 3-2-1. Boy, you better stop.
Love it. There it is.
Way to go, Trey. Way to go, Trey.
Be Rich and Trey in the house. Water Boys, guys. Follow their podcast. Fellas, for real, give me Be Rich. What were you thinking Sunday? You were a little nervous? You're a little nervous, right? Mariota, Mike and I talked about this all week.
I mean, in the past, man, every time we face a former Falcon, a former coach, a former anything, they always come back to scene to pull it off, and I was worried. But I really said, hey, this is going to tell us what Mike Penix is made of and what Raheem Morris is made of. And they showed us, man. They came through. I'm glad that Penix was able to step up and come through and make his mark. And I'm glad Raheem had the team ready to play.
Right on. And we just discussed it before the guys came on the air. We were saying to Be Rich, like, no, I don't know what happened in Carolina. I wish the coaching staff had said, hey, maybe use preseason to see if Zach likes being on the sideline and get that thing straightened out. It is what it is. This thing looked so good. Offensively, everything was cooking. I mean, Bijan's one of the biggest stars in the league. How about Algier, though, when he did the dump truck, man, in the end zone?
Yes. I mean, I love Tyler. You know, I love Tyler Algier. Bijan, he's a super, super special back. But I just feel like it's a certain toughness that comes along once Algier is able to get into the party. And I'm going to be honest, stand up there in the stands, after Algier scored that touchdown, as he's going back and Bijan met him on the field, to see the brotherhood, and I hate to use the brotherhood word, but it's to see real. The brotherhood between those two, it actually gave me chills, you know, up in the stands. Like, I love it. I love to see Tyler get the ball.
We had Tyler on our show. This was actually when Bijan got drafted. Going into his rookie season. And we asked Tyler Algier, because, you know, it could be odd, right? It could be a little weird.
A little awkward, because you're a 1,000-yard rusher, and they just drafted a stud rusher.
You should have gotten Jalen Carter, right?
Correct. Well, everybody's still, you know, if you're still tripping about that, you're not watching Bijan and how special he is.
Killing it.
But the deal is, Algier told Mike and I, he's like, look, man, this guy's like my brother. I mean, we hang out. We're playing games together, like, and it's hard to like imagine that, but that's what you're talking about.
Yes.
And I only say that, Trey, just because if there is that real love and concern for each other like that on teams, that's when you start going places. Like, I am not so caught up about my bag or what you're getting or what I'm not getting. It's just about us being out here trying to win. When you get that, and I don't know if we've got it, but those two guys, they've got it, man. Yes. They've got it.
Speaking of the sidelines, Zach Robinson being on the sideline, one of the plays that I was listening to
our offensive coordinator?
The running back.
Bijan.
The one thing Bijan was saying was this. He was saying that play, the long pass that came from being on the field, hey, look, my guy's right here, do that. Penix threw that ball in stride through him. And me and him was arguing. I said he got hawked down. He said the guy had an angle. I said Bijan got hawked down.
The guy had an angle.
But if an angle. Plus, there's also, you know, they draft guys that are pretty quick over there.
Oh, yeah.
and the guy dove. The guy had to dive for his legs. You know
right.
I mean?
But that was a sweet
still,
play.
But it was still a big
But Bijan gave you, we said this during the podcast, and one thing we hadn't seen was the home run ball. We saw that in week one against Buccaneers.
Yeah.
But this team has got such a balanced attack. We were looking at the numbers yesterday on the drives.
Look at the numbers.
Run, pass, run, run, pass, pass, run. The balance we hadn't had. Certainly, Penix had the worst game ever. Flushed that. All rookies. Guys only played that 7th start this week.
Yeah.
He's had a couple of 300-yard games, and I just love the fact they're using some imagination to get Bijan involved in the passing game. 100%. To be a 100-yard receiver.
Yeah, 100%. And when you look at the numbers, when you see 17 carries from Bijan, 16 from Algier, I think that makes me happy. And then it keeps Penix from having to be up in the 30s when it comes to pass attempts. We don't need that from our second-year quarterback who hasn't even started a full season worth of games. Like, we need the balance for this young man. So, and all y'all people, look, we fans, so we do it. But all y'all who freak out, Penix has one bad game, and next time I know everything about it. Oh, I told you he wasn't it. We shouldn't have did this. We shouldn't have did that. Man, calm down. Give him time to show what he is or what he isn't. As my grandma would say, it all come out in the wash.
Right. But you guys have been here, man. Be Rich and Trey, guys. It's the Water Boys. Check out the podcast. It's the hottest thing. Podcast right now from right down the street on 17th. That's where they produce it.
Hey.
But this city, we've said this, Carl says it all the time. We have these folks that are always on the fence, you know, and the only way that changes is by beating the Bills on Monday night, getting this thing where we're rolling, making the playoffs. Until then, the same people that were saying, oh, I was an idiot for questioning the Cousins thing.
Yeah.
And Penix, now they're throwing Penix under the bus. That's the nature of Atlanta until we start winning consistently.
But like you said, winning consistently, like we've been through a lot as Falcon fans. Yes. I became a fan in 1980. And it's just been rectified, man.
We have trauma. The trauma
we definitely got trauma,
real,
man.
You know, and the people, they can't wait to jump in. We get all kind of comments. Just wait till Josh Allen comes in. He's going to do away with the whole team. The whole stadium's going down.
Well, let me tell y'all, and you guys know, you were at the game. A lot of Commander fans were there this
weekend. What's up with that?
A lot of Commander. And every time I'm like, you know, I'm making my way, and
y'all
I
need
see
to stop
one.
Selling
and
tickets.
Well, and here's what's funny. Like, 5 minutes to play, I didn't see him in there. Mm-mm. They had gotten up and left the stadium.
You know what? They had to go.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys, I heard some Bill fans are here now. Well, Two weeks ahead of time.
I believe it. Well,
somebody jumping through a table at Peachtree right now.
This is a true story, man. I'm in line to get into the restroom, and there's a guy in there, and he's got Josh Allen gear on. He's got Bill stuff on. And a Falcon fan says, yo, you a week early. right? And the guy says, man, I can't afford to come twice. So I had to pick and choose. I picked this game because I can't come back next week. And so the Falcon fan, I'm in line to use the restroom. And the guy goes, well, then you going to miss out on an ass whooping.
Yeah.
And all the Falcon fans are like, yeah. It was great. It was great. Be Rich, Trey, let's talk about the Hawks real quick. I know training camp starts. We've had conversations about it. You guys talk about it on your podcast. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You got a lot of confidence in what we've done in the offseason. How do you guys feel? We hadn't played a game. We think this is going to look different than what it's looked. How you feeling, Trey?
Well, I'm going to say this. The next time I get on my knees to talk to the good Lord, I'm going to pray for Jalen Johnson's health. Because, because seriously, if we get a healthy season out of Jalen Johnson, I really feel like the sky's the limit. And I don't want to put everything on that young man, but he's such an integral part to the team. He brings so much on the offensive side, and he can bring some on the defensive side. I think Trey really needs him. And I think bearded Trey is a real thing. If y'all don't know what bearded Trey is, since he's Trey matured. Grew the beard, he's mature. Am I right, Mike? Am I right?
He's the elder of the tribe.
Yeah, man.
No, you're right. And by the way, we talked about this last time we had you out, but seems like I don't think most folks would disagree with the Hawks saying, look, let's see what you do with the best talent surrounding you before we cut this gigantic check.
Yeah, I was about to go into that. Like, they've definitely put it on Trey. Mm-hmm. Trey, they gave him what he want. I think if he produces, they're going to cut that check. Mm-hmm. If he don't, I don't know what's going to happen. But I like the new GM.
Yes,
I think he's making the right moves. I like our young core. Yesterday it came out that we're the third youngest team in the NBA. Let's see what we can do.
Yeah. Look, we have high expectations. Mike, we were talking about it today on our pre-show on social media, and it's just it feels a little different. And part of it, Mike pointed this out, it's like they went out and did what everybody has wanted them to do. We know what Trey's limitations are. Don't put that on him. Exactly. Go get some guys that can play defense and pick up where he can't really, you know, be excellent at. He's an excellent distributor. He's an excellent scorer. But Nikhil's a hell of a defensive player.
I like it.
You start talking about JJ's health and being a shot blocker, and all of a sudden what you saw last year from Dyson Daniels, now you got some guys around him that can help. It's almost like we've been saying this. Don't just go get scores. Go get guys that complement what Trey does.
100%. And please, whatever we do, do not let that guy Pat Bev be able to go online anymore and make any more comments. Let's show up, Trey. We need you. Show up,
set
boys.
Him up, man.
Show up.
He's a troll.
I know it's cliche to say somebody's living rent-free. He is beyond living rent-free in that guy's head.
Just Trey, state your
Trey just said his thing and shut it down, and Beverly just kept talking for 2 weeks about it.
Did you see the man talking about he put money against all the Atlanta teams
that
won?
Man, right. Like
we don't believe you, Pat Bev. We don't believe you.
I don't believe you either.
So check.
I won $60,000. Stop lying.
You ain't got $60,000 to lose.
Hey, guys, we do this thing called...
Relax. Please,
Patrick Beverly.
We do this thing that we call What Were You Thinking? So, Trey, what was Kirby Smart thinking when he was walking off the field?
Ooh. Oh, man, it's simple. All he thought, man, I miss you, Nick.
It was, my God.
It was so easy when I didn't have all these expectations. But, you know, I mean, B-Rich brought up. I didn't know if you guys wanted to talk about that. But, man, that's tough. As a Georgia fan and everybody here, it's tough that it is starting to seem like it's something there with having extra, like, pieces in your head about can you beat this team or not. It just seems, I mean, 1-7, the record is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, 1-7 is 1-7.
We were in Athens last Friday. The vibe was amazing.
Yes.
Right? Everybody is like, this is the one. Mm-hmm. We're about to do this, and then we can stop talking about it. The crown is heavy, bro. The crown is heavy.
What you think?
What you're talking about, what Nick Saban is wearing that crown, and it's easy to get there. It is hard to maintain it. And so Kirby is wearing that crown now as the best coach in college football, and this is the one thing, right? And so I'm with you. Like, I don't think this is going to continue to plague him. Mike said, you know, when you start talking about, what did you call it, the Alabama thing?
I think he just got – his coaches got out-coached by Alabama's coach. I think there's been a brain drain. I think he's got to re-up his coaching staff. Sam Pittman, I just talked to Rusty Manziel. He says he lives on a house on a lake by a casino. He's not going anywhere. So but we need to get better in the trenches, because that's what won you back-to-back natties. Now, the depth thing is what it is, but I just feel – you need to look more aggressive. Alabama outcoached your pants off in that game.
They did. They did. And I will say this. I'm tired of it. Like it's been going one or two ways when it comes to us against Alabama. Either we start fast and get hawked down the way you claim Bijan did, or we allow them to just go crazy in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. And then Kirby and the boys are able to right the ship, but sometimes it's too late.
It's too late.
Yeah. And I don't think we talk enough about how generational, and this for another day, but how generational those two teams that won the championships were. That was like, when you think about those were generational college teams. I don't have the list in front of me now. Maybe we can do it another time.
Everybody went to the NFL.
Yes, I mean, starters.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Contributing in a big way on NFL rosters every single Sunday right now. So
it's a great point. Trey, B. Rich, man, tell the people where they can find the podcast, bro.
Hey, go ahead. Let them know.
Hey, man, it's at the Water Boys Show. That's boys with a Z. And if you don't know how to spell show, come on.
Yeah, man. The Water Boys Show. Make sure y'all find us. Trey, B. Rich. Once again, we can't leave without thank you, y'all. Carl,
thank you,
Mike,
so much.
Thank you. Shout out to Day-Day. Thank you.
Hey, shout out to Georgia Tech. Got to give it up to them.
No doubt.
Found a way, man. Avoided the trap.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.